Whether Mitt Romney or President Obama, the man who occupies the Oval Office next year will bring exactly 4 years of experience as a top political executive. Mr. Obama will have spent 4 years in the White House, and of course, Mr. Romney spent 4 years as governor of Massachusetts from 2003 to 2007. As part of our series called Parallel Lives, NPR's David Wellna is going to tell us how both of these men have struggled to work with lawmakers. Today, we'll hear about Governor Romney.
Mitt Romney clearly did not relish having to work with a legislature that was 85% Democratic. He pushed hard during his first 2 years as governor to boost the number of Republicans on Beacon Hill. But that effort was a failure. Republicans ended up losing seats in the midterm elections. Romney then gave up on party building. From now on, he told the Boston Globe, it's me, me, me. Within weeks, Romney had unveiled a universal health insurance plan that would become his signature accomplishment as he launched a 2008 bid for the White House. Passing that bill meant working closely with Democrats, and at its ceremonial signing at Boston's Faneuil Hall, Romney spoke as a political uniter.
What is noteworthy is the uncharacteristic collaboration of so many individuals and groups and partisans. And how did that happen? I think it's because of what this bill can lead to. Every citizen with affordable, comprehensive health insurance.
At Romney's side stood Edward Kennedy, Massachusetts' late Democratic senator. The two men had debated sharply on the same stage a dozen years earlier, during Romney's unsuccessful bid to unseat Kennedy. But in 2006, Kennedy had only praise for Romney.
To our governor and to our Senate president and our speaker, we all say, well done.
Boston University political historian Thomas Whalen says passing health care pushed Romney well outside his comfort zone.
He was capable, you know, when he was willing to get down in the trenches, cut deals, pigeonhole legislators to get his reform health care package through. And he did with remarkable success.
But apart from health care, Romney defined success not with big-picture legislative accomplishments, but with confrontation. In a 2008 campaign ad, Romney actually bragged about taking on his legislature.
I like vetoes. I vetoed hundreds of spending appropriations as governor.
Romney issued some 800 vetoes, and the legislature overrode nearly all of them, sometimes unanimously. At a recent Obama rally on the steps of the Massachusetts State House, Democratic lawmaker Pat Haddad was heckled by Romney supporters as she issued this warning.
You're going to get the same guy who never wanted to engage the legislature. He never wanted to look for new jobs. He was always only looking for his next job.
But Romney campaign spokesman Ryan Williams says that's just the kind of flack you get for having been a governor who shook up the status quo.
Obviously, when you do that and make the tough decisions, you're not going to make friends everywhere.
Especially not in the State House, where Romney's office was just down the hall from the House chamber. Standing outside that chamber, Democrat Ellen Story recalls a Governor Romney who had a policeman screen visitors and who did not allow lawmakers to use the bank of elevators just outside his office.
He was aloof. He was not approachable. He was very much an outsider the whole time he was here.
And Story remembers something else about the former governor.
The Republican reps would grumble that he didn't even know their names.
George Peterson was one of those Republicans. He does not take issue with his colleague's characterization of Romney.
It took him a little bit to get used to dealing with elected officials, let's put it that way.
Romney says Peterson was not a natural at being governor.
The first year was, I'd say, a struggle. He was used to being a top executive, and this is where we're going, and this is how we're going to do it. And this animal doesn't work that way, not at all, especially when it's overwhelmingly ruled by one party.
Still, former Senate Minority Leader Richard Tisay says Romney proved his mettle tackling a $3 billion deficit.
He walked into a very difficult situation, and I think the fact that he was able to close the budget gap without increasing income or sales or any other broad-based tax, number one, and number two, he was able to control spending.
At the time, Tissé says, people in Massachusetts really appreciated Romney's effort. Still this week, the Obama campaign came out with a new ad that aims to turn Romney's time as governor against him.
$18 billion in debt, more debt per person than any other state in the country. At the same time, Massachusetts fell to 47th in job creation, one of the worst economic records in the country.
By the end of his term, Romney's approval rating in Massachusetts stood at 34%. In recent polls, that number has barely changed. For political historian Whalen, that's not surprising.
I think Romney's biggest problem here in Massachusetts is not that he necessarily did a disastrous job. He didn't. But he raised the expectation bar so high that, you know, he just didn't deliver.
Which is the same critique often leveled against the president, whom Romney seeks to unseat. David Wellna, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.